Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Today should be a fun show. I just met for the first time earlier this week, and I'm looking forward to getting a chance to chat with this gentleman for the morning here today. I met Mr. Holden Sandiford. How are you doing this morning, Holden?
I'm doing good. Great to be here.
Holden, did I have it right? Are you the youth minister at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church?
The official title they've given me is Youth and Recreation Minister.
Youth? Okay. Wait. I'll tell you. I think the reason we're having the show today is why they added that second part of the title, isn't it?
Right. I think they were getting tired of sending somebody else up here and thought they should hire somebody they have to force to come up.
There you go. Yeah, I think forcing is it.
That's all right.
Holden, is you a married man?
No, I'm not.
Okay. No. You single? You looking for girls?
I have a girlfriend.
This show could be the big help. I'm glad we've clarified that. So we'll turn off the charm. How's that sound?
That would probably be best.
Holden, how long have you been in Fairfield?
I've been here for about 4 summers and full-time for a year. I was summer intern for 3 summers, and they hired me full-time last summer.
So you were summer intern at the CP Church here in town?
Yep.
Background before that, where'd you go to school?
I went to KZ Westfield High School.
Uh-huh.
Graduated in 2011.
Okay.
Then I took off and went to community college up in Lakeland.
Mattoon. Nice.
Went there for 2 years.
Did you? I've always wondered about most of the folks who go to Lakeland. Did you drive every day? Or they've got those nice new condos there.
I drove every day. I almost moved up there, but I ended up driving. It was about a 55-minute commute.
Wow.
And so it was a little rough, but not too bad.
Yeah, what do you do?
Saved a lot of money, though, driving and going there than going to big universities.
Well, you're only going 55, 60 miles an hour anyway, because there's no good interstate from KZ to Mattoon, is there?
There is not. It is mostly back roads or country roads. So.
Right, right. You're there 2 years and then went?
After I graduated with my associates in criminal justice, and then I went down to Bethel University.
Criminal justice, going to Bethel. Okay, and they have a great criminal justice school down there, right?
They do. They are one of the top, really, accredited with the FBI, and it was really looking. That's why I went to Bethel, was criminal uh-huh. justice program.
What were you planning to do?
So my plan was to be a probation officer.
Okay.
And that's all my life I've grown up and really wanted to be a cop growing up, a police officer. And then I got to college and started looking at other options, and probation officer just seemed like what I would like to do most.
Okay.
And so
I wonder, how does one move from becoming a police officer to wanting to be a probation officer? I've never heard. Let me put it this way, and don't be offended, because we just met.
Right.
I'd hate to offend you already.
It's not easily done.
So. We'll wait about 10 or 15 minutes into the show before okay. I offend you. I've never heard anybody in my life who wanted to be a probation officer. What was the appeal?
I think I just really wanted to work one-on-one with people.
Yeah.
And
the chance to help people.
I feel a police officer is more preventive and
yeah.
stopping people before they do something wrong or before they do something too wrong and catching them. And as a probation officer, I felt like I could be on the backside of things and more of the rehabilitation stage
sure.
and stuff.
That's a great answer. That makes sense. I've never really thought about that, but that works for me. Tell me a little bit. Okay, you're going down to Bethel. All right. And you didn't intend to give your life story on here, did you?
Well, we'll do whatever.
All right. You're going down to Bethel. Nice college in Tennessee.
Yep.
McKenzie, Tennessee.
Yep, correct.
And you've got you're going to your criminal justice classes, and all of a sudden you get the calling, don't you?
Yeah, well,
What happened?
I got the calling about almost towards the end of my career at Lakeland. And
oh, really?
So I switched before I even got to Bethel. But
Were you raised CP?
I was. I started going to the CP church about when I was about 8 years old.
Okay.
Small country CP church up by Casey, Illinois. And I had a real good friend who actually was my youth pastor when I was in high school for a couple of years. And when I was in high school, I went to a church for the food, basically. One of those kids.
Everybody's got reasons. No problem with that.
And so my youth pastor, though, one day he saw me at a church retreat, and he invited me to come play video games with him.
Okay.
And we ended up becoming great friends.
Sure.
One of my best buds now. And he's a youth pastor over in Chandler, Indiana now. And he just asked me one day, he said, "So you want to be a probation officer?" And I was like, "Well, yeah, I think so." And he's like, "What does God want you to be?"
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I never even thought about
never
that.
Asked.
Never asked. I was too scared, of course.
Sure.
And so I started asking and praying about it. And, you know, it took me a couple months to realize that's what it was. But I fully believe God wanted me to go do ministry and go
that's pretty cool.
youth ministry.
Okay, so whenever you chose Bethel College, leaving Lakeland, you might have been a slight inkling that you might be have a change in plans once you get down there, huh?
Right, yeah. And so I originally looked at Bethel for their criminal justice program, and then I was enrolled, or I was registered, and I had all my application in, and it said criminal justice, and then it changed from criminal justice to religious studies. And so then I went there for 2 years and studied religious study major.
I guess I misunderstand. You it automatically changed, or you changed it from criminal justice to...
I changed it, okay, yeah.
I was just kind of thinking...
They forced me into it. So, no.
I'm just kind of thinking, looking at my transcript, hey, it just changed.
Well, I guess I'm here now, so we'll do it.
Well, I guess this is what I already wrote the check.
Right.
Okay, so you changed over, and when did you get involved at the CP Church? You said you started doing an internship back when you were at Lakeland then, I guess, right?
Right. I believe it was the summer after my last year at Lakeland. I believe it was 2013 was my first summer at the CP Church. And I came down as a summer intern. My job at the church, I was told, was just...
Yeah, what do summer interns, not just at CP Church here, what do summer interns at churches typically do?
Well, I would love
anything.
I would love to have one so I can make them do all the extra stuff I have to do. That's, I was discussing that with our senior pastor, Jeff, the other day.
Yeah.
We need a summer intern again. I don't think they're in for it. Yeah, I think they're still wanting me to be the summer intern guy.
Sure.
But
did you ask Jeff, by the way, about me before he came on? I knew Jeff growing up.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah, you might not want to.
Probably best. Summer intern, though, I mean, I ran summer camps, went to summer camps with the kids. We went and I helped out with VBS. We did all kinds of stuff. My first summer here, I believe I was gone for 6 or 7 weeks, though, just out of the summer, gone on trips with the kids.
Is that right?
And so it's busy. Summers are busy between, we've got 2 different church camps. We've got our VBS, mission trips. I take a personal mission trip to South Dakota almost every summer.
Oh, really?
And so we're
What's your
busy.
Personal mission trip?
It's called the John Loveless mission trip, which is John Loveless was a CP through and through for many years, and he started a mission trip out there on the Lakota Indian Reservation.
Really?
On the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation.
How big is the Pine Ridge Reservation?
Oh, it is. It's quite large. I'm trying to think, hundreds of thousands square acres, I believe, or square mile. And we go out there and we do VBS with the Native American children. And we, I think this summer, we had about 145 kids every
Is
day.
Is there a little Native American kids?
Right. And so there's about 145 of them and about 20 of us pulling our hair trying to figure out what we're doing with ourselves. But
what age groups? What age range do the kids go for?
I believe we do a pre-K class, and then we start everybody else. And we do a six-year-old. And then we do a couple years together all the way up. Just we do it. We open it all the way up. And 1 year we had a 17-year-old kid who came. We've had quite a few 14-year-olds come this year. And so we have tons of kids.
I have a question. Since you're the first person I've really ever talked to who's spent much time on a reservation like that, how is the educational system? I mean, how in comparison to, say, a Southern Illinois kid who has gone through KZ Westfield High
Right.
School and KZ Grade School your entire life, you've been in one school, particular school system. Mm-hmm. How do the educational systems compare between here and, say, an Indian reservation in South Dakota?
You know, they're a lot less developed. We've worked with, I'm trying to think of the different schools we've been to and visited and worked with, and I know they have a few public schools, and then there's also the private Christian schools.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to see better stuff in the private schools.
Right.
Not necessarily just the private Christian schools, but any of the private schools, just because when it's a
private
school.
Like a charter school type of thing,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly, like a charter school. But the public schools, for the most part, it's tough, and the kids,
is it a funding issue?
I believe it's a funding issue as part of it. A lot of stuff on the reservation is due to funding and stuff.
And this was Lakota Sioux?
Yeah. Yep.
They so I like the thought of going to the Lakota Sioux. That's where the Illini basically. That's those are the folks who threw the biggest fuss about the Illini.
Maybe I'll keep that in mind next time.
Don't wear your Illini jersey.
With the chief on it.
May not want to do that. Is that pretty fulfilling for you?
I love it. Yes. I absolutely love it. My first summer I went up there, I got up there and there was people we were just doing. So what happens is you have groups coming in from all over. There's a group from Idaho. There's a group from Evansville, a group from Alani.
Mission groups going up there.
And yeah. So I get there and it turns out that half the people there live within an hour of Fairfield. And we all just drove 16 hours by ourselves when we should have rode together.
And next year, I guess we'll start emailing each other, huh?
And so, but the first year I get up there and everybody's talking about how they've been there. This is my sixth year, my fifth year.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why are you crazy people still come up here every year?
Yeah.
And I got to our first VBS, and this was a smaller one. And there's a lot of gang activity, they say, in this small town.
Really?
Even with the young children. And we get there and we have about 50 kids. And we was expecting about 20. And there was such a, just like a dark, none of the kids were happy. None were smiling. They were all sad.
It was just a dark crowd.
A darkness. And, you know, I was like, why would you want to keep coming 6 years to this place? And then, like, by the end of the week, though, the kids, they came in, they got off the bus, they ran to us, gave us
they're
hugs.
Fired up.
And they were excited and smiling. And, you know, and then I saw it. And that's ultimately why I've kept going back, is just because the change you see from the beginning of the week to the end of the week in the kids is just amazing.
That's fascinating. I'm talking with Holton Sandiford. He is the youth minister at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church here in Fairfield. We're going to talk eventually about Upward basketball and Upward soccer, and we'll probably do that when we come back here on the Bruce Dickey Show. You are listening on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM in Fairfield. Back after these.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brass, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. You're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force of truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee. Yeah. Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship, talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest across the way is Holton Sandiford. He is the youth director at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church, and we're going to talk about Upward soccer here in just a few minutes and what all that entails. You've got evaluations coming up tonight and tomorrow, and we want to make sure that everybody knows about that and how that works. But in the break we were talking a little bit about, and you mentioned on the air a moment ago that you're not married, you have a girlfriend. I always like to hear how folks met there. How did you meet the young lady? What's her name, by the way?
Her name's Taylor Nabel.
I was going to say, I do have this online. You'd better say her name and say hello to her.
Hello there. So, yeah, Taylor Nabel. We met at church camp, which we're actually leaving for on Saturday, same church camp. It's a senior high and college church camp. So if you're not doing anything next week, come on out to church camp.
I'm busy.
You're busy?
You don't mean me, right?
I mean, of course I'm
49 years old.
Come on out. MC the talent show for us, I'm sure.
Okay.
But so we met at church camp. That's just kind of how we just knew each other, just a little bit through church camp. And I was a young Christian, and so I needed a Bible study to go
to. Sure, you wanted to go to a Bible study.
As I was commuting
After you finished church camp.
Right, church camp was over. I was commuting back and forth to Lakeland.
You basically, this was a person you met at church camp, and you know, one of those camp friend that you'll see again sometime.
Right.
Never
again. Figured see you next year at camp.
Sure.
But I needed a Bible study to go to, so...
And this is still in Casey?
Still in Casey. Still living in Casey with my parents while I commute to Lakeland.
Sure.
And there's no Bible study in Casey. Casey's a small town, about 2,800 people.
Sure.
No Bible study for a 18-year-old male or 19-year-old male. There's nothing. And so lady from my church told me about a Bible study they do at her house. And so
that's nice.
I thought that was nice of her, and I don't know if it was an invitation necessarily, but maybe she was just informing me that she does it. But she had a Bible study, a girl's Bible study. A girl's Bible study, in which it was mostly, at that time, sophomore girls in high school, and I was a freshman in college.
Oh, no.
And so I thought, well, I guess I could stop by and just say hi to all of them, because it's all girls from church camp that
sure.
I kind of knew. There were some older ones about my age.
Yeah.
I went as well.
Yeah.
And so I show up one night, and I'm not no dummy or anything. And
no.
So, I mean, using double
you
negatives.
Appear to not, yeah, no, other than the double negatives.
Other than double negatives. But so I show up with some cookies, some fresh
there
fresh
you
cookies.
Go. That's thinking.
You know, smart man. And so I show up with the cookies, and I thought, well, we'll see how far this gets me. And I get there.
Whether you get to join the Bible
study. And then they had desserts, and I was getting ready to leave after, or not desserts, they had some snack foods, and they ate the cookies. No cookies
were left. You're 19 years old.
Right. With and I,
there's food there.
There's food there. Free food. As a college kid, you never pass up free food.
Absolutely not.
And so I'm getting ready to leave because they're going to Bible study now, and that's the girls' Bible study. And they told me, well, hey, you can stay for Bible study if you want. And
nice.
I was like, okay, I guess. And then from there on out, I went to Bible study. I can't remember if we did it every week or every other week, but
yeah.
Every Sunday night almost, we went to Bible study.
And the young lady was there.
And that's how I got to know Taylor, was through Bible study. Through
that
girls,
is very impressive.
Through a girl's Bible
study.
I got to
tell you, that is the classiest cruise of I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
That's very impressive.
Right.
Congratulations.
Mean, I was totally there for Bible study.
That's wonderful. So. All right, tell me about Upward Soccer.
Upward Soccer, yeah. You know, I'm a pretty big sports fan, and so
who's your teams?
I really love soccer.
Who are your favorite teams?
Soccer. I love the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, good grief! Who else? Who's your baseball team?
I'm not really a big baseball fan.
Okay,
but I'm becoming a Cardinals.
I was gonna
fan.
Say if you love the Cowboys, I can understand you not being too big a baseball fan.
right.
But I'm glad you like the Cardinals.
I'm going for the Cardinals because we get about two games every summer here. I feel and
yeah,
and so I guess I got to start liking.
Well,
them
the school, the church does right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. We took a large group of about 50 people last Wednesday, I think, over there.
Nice.
Let's see, basketball. I don't think I have a love the Illini.
How did you become a Cowboys fan?
My uncle was a huge Cowboys fan, and we was very close growing up, so he influenced my brother and I to become really large Cowboys fans.
Okay.
And
I'm just glad you're being from Casey, you kind of have to be an Illini fan.
Right, so I'm definitely an Illini basketball fan. Love their football team, too.
You're going
to
take any
it's hard
CP.
To watch.
It's better now. We got Lovey.
So I'm excited about that.
Are you excited about
yeah.
Lovey? I'm fired up.
So, I mean, it's got to be an improvement.
Well,
so.
It really can't get a whole lot worse.
We've been down for a while.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about soccer. Do you know much about soccer?
I really don't. I played growing up a little bit. I played on the video.
You're not Jurgen Klinsmann is what you're telling me.
No. I grew it a little bit playing up. I played on the PlayStation every once in a while. But other than that, I don't know much. But I think soccer's an easy one to teach to the younger age.
Yeah.
Last year I taught the pre-K team, which there's great stories there, tons of stories. But
tell me.
Last year, my team though, the way to coach.
See,
the pre-K
this will help get folks involved, help folks realize how much fun soccer actually can be to kids.
So, let's go with the story about the pre-K team. So about our last game, games run through September, and then about the first 2 weeks of October. So
okay.
Leaves are beginning to fall.
So it's this is a 6 week program, 8 week program,
6 week soccer game program.
Okay.
6 weeks. You're in there one night for practice, and you're in there Saturday morning for a game.
Okay.
Where
do you play?
We play at the CP Church.
Okay. Behind on the big lawns,
large the yard back behind. We have about four fields, and we have four games going on at a time on Saturday morning.
All right. So pre-K,
right. So the leaves are falling, and I mean, my team was awesome. We had a lot of fun. Every time they showed up, first thing they yelled was Duck, Duck, Goose. They wanted to play Duck, Duck, Goose, so we always played Duck, Duck, Goose.
Sure.
Somehow, somewhere.
How many different teams are there at each level?
Well, it just depends, but last year we had two in the pre-K league, so
okay.
There was only two teams on the pre-K league.
So you're playing the same team each week.
So we played the same team each week. I knew it. The other coach knew it. I don't think the kids had a clue they were playing the same kids every week. They were too busy picking up flowers.
Yeah.
That's the story is.
Okay, go ahead.
The leaves were falling, and a little girl picked up a leaf, and said, "Coach, look how pretty this flower is." And she says, "I want to give it to my mom." I was like, okay, we'll just wait till we're done and take our break. And, you know, we have a 6-minute period, so we get a break every 6 minutes.
What are they, four quarters?
There are six periods.
Okay.
Six periods, so it's a little different, but they do that for their substitution.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I was trying to remember the basketball, you have the halftime where you have the talk.
But right.
Is there a halftime talk in soccer, too?
There is not a halftime talk.
Okay.
A little bit shorter of a halftime. Games still take about an hour, though.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's
okay,
really
so
simple.
She's got the pretty. Right. Which kind of flower? Or which kind of a big old oak leaf or something?
I believe it was an oak leaf, maybe. And she just said it was pretty, wanted to give it to her mom. I said, okay, wait till we take our break.
She's not your goalie, is she?
She is not. We're getting to the goalie, though.
Okay.
So she says, can you hold on to this leaf? And I was wearing a hoodie because it was kind of cooler that morning. And so I just put it in the pouch of my hoodie.
Nice. There you go. Saving it for the little girl.
Next little girl was picking up a leaf.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, into the
She wants to save one for her mother, too.
Right. So into the pouch it goes.
How about that? How many kids are playing at the same time?
We've got about, I think, six on each. There's about six of us
out
there on each
six
side.
Six on a side.
And so.
How many leaves did you?
I had a pocket full by the time I was done. And here's the story about the goalie. The ball comes into the goalie, right at the goalie. And I was like, I said the boy's name. I said, hey, grab the ball, pick it up. And I was like, he's bending down to get the ball, reaches right down, picks up a leaf right next to the ball, runs it over to me. And they come and they just kick the ball right in the goal. And they're pretty good.
Hey, Holton, look at this.
And so they're so adorable, and you couldn't do anything but laugh. Just but so innocent, and just thought it was a beautiful flower. And
I got to tell you, you see the occasional goal scored. There was a guy in, I want to say, in the MLS, one of the goalies who basically – did you see the dude throw the ball into his own goal the other day?
Yes, I saw that. He went to throw it across, I think.
Yeah, he's trying to throw it out of the box.
And it just went right.
And he throws it back into his own goal.
Right.
He'd have been better off picking flowers.
Right.
So, okay, so you've got evaluations coming up.
Right, right. We've got evaluations.
And registration.
Evaluations and registration, they're all at the same time. Ages are 4 years old to sixth grade. Tonight we have evaluations and registration from 5 to 8 and then 9 to 2 tomorrow. So 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. tomorrow. And what that entails is basically you come out, you sign your forms, you just go through and sign up everything, and then your child will be put through a little bit of an evaluation. We've got a 10-yard sprint, a 20-yard sprint. They're going to do a ball weave, or they're going to do a cone weave, dribbling the ball.
Now they,
a couple other things they do as well.
Tell me a little bit. Now, it's pre-K. Well, you have been coaching for the most part. And at what point do kids – you've seen this more than me. At what point do kids realize not to pick up the ball? Do they ever realize not to pick up the ball?
Yeah, you know, I was pretty impressed with the pre-K last year. We didn't have too many kids running to pick up the ball. I would say definitely by second grade they've got it down that they don't pick up the ball.
Really?
Because the pre-K, they picked it up some still, no doubt. And the issue is what happens, though, is you get to saying so hard, don't pick up the ball, don't use your hands, that the goalie then gets in the goalie box.
And he doesn't use his hands, doesn't pick up the ball.
And so,
how big is the field? For if you got six to a side, that must be a 20, 30-yard field is all, right?
I believe I don't have the exact dimension. I can't remember. I want to say it's about 20 by 40, though.
Like the size of a basketball court?
It'd be about the size of a basketball court.
Okay. Size of a it's probably 20 by 30, I bet.
Yeah.
And 15, so 20 by 30.
We have – our goals are – they stand about 4 foot tall probably and about 4 foot wide, maybe 5 foot wide.
If somebody wants to make a commitment to the soccer program, to the Upward soccer program, what are they looking at in terms of time and number of games, number
right.
of practices? It sounds like only a couple hours a week. Is that a decent estimate?
Right, right. So you'll have practice one night a week. You'll have practice one night a week, and you'll have 1 hour game a week. And so basically, it's really truly only 2 hours you'll commit. Practices will probably be on Tuesday or Thursday.
Does it go youngest to oldest on games?
Yes, we start off with the pre-K. I believe we started last year with the pre-K at 9, but we had pre-K going on probably kindergarten and first league and probably got into the second and third grade, and then we got into the fourth, fifth, and sixth in the later hour and finished the second and third. I believe we had about 7 games last year, and so we have 4 fields, and so we only had to do it for 2 hours.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Which is nice. And so I don't know if you.
I did not realize you had that much room back there for four fields of that size.
Right. And so, yeah, we've got four fields, and we've talked about trying to maybe do a large field before, and get our older kids more room to run.
Yeah. Do you notice an issue with that, with the older kids maybe needing? Well, they can kick the ball probably. By that age, they might be able to kick the ball farther than the length of the field, and that's right. Kind of a problem in soccer.
Right, yeah. And so we've noticed it, and we've talked about it. One thing is, though, in the older kids, as I said a second ago, I believe we had about six playing at a time on our pre-K team, and that's not what the upward – I believe the upward is either 5-on-5 or 4-on-4.
Okay.
And so as you get into the older kids, you limit that more, and so yeah. There's more space.
Yeah.
I believe they do three people and then one goalie.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's pretty handy.
And so it's a lot more room than what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to, like, you know, on a full-size soccer when you got 11 on a side or something like that.
Right.
You cut down the number of players
right.
to make it work for the field size. That's pretty good. I'm talking to Holton Sandiford. He is the youth director at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church here in Fairfield. And we're talking about upward soccer. We're going to talk a little bit more about that, as well as a little bit more probably about upward basketball and that kind of thing. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Holton Sandiford. He is the youth minister at the Cumberland Presbyterian Church, and we've been talking about youth soccer. You mentioned about these evaluations. You talked about what goes into them. It's a 10-yard run, you say?
Yeah, they do a 10-yard sprint, and then they follow that up with a 20-yard sprint. They do a dribbling, use the ball, dribble through a cone weave. The sprints are without a ball or anything.
Yeah. And let's explain to folks who may not understand what upward is. Upward is a system, the upward system. They have timed substitution, so everybody gets to play a particular amount, don't they?
Right, yeah, and that's I love Upward. It combines, you know, you do a devotion at your practices, and so it combines church and it combines fairness for everybody. And so this isn't your little league where you're the best
you
play.
You don't typically have helicopter-type parenting and that kind of thing at Upward, right?
Right, no. And so I like both. I'm a very competitive guy.
Sure.
I really enjoy just –
I mean, this is not meant as a replacement for, like, folks who for school sports, school athletics,
no.
Is it?
Yeah, and so this is just
this
to build
is
your
an
kids,
adjunct. Yeah,
build your kids up to the school sports.
Right.
And so what Upward does is they have a six-period game.
At least in soccer.
Three period halves. And what they do is they give you a substitution sheet. And the way you work it out is you do your first game lineup, and then you use the same lineup, and you go through your substitution the whole season. And the idea is by the end of the season, everybody had played the same amount of minutes.
You're doing a rotation.
So, yeah, you're on a rotation, and everybody gets to play the same amount of minutes. And it works out.
The kids have a ball with it, too, don't they?
Right, and the kids love it because most of the time you can't get a kid to sit down for too long anyways.
Yeah.
But they love it, and they love getting out there to play.
In the pre-K, how many will you typically have? I guess if you've got six-minute periods, right?
Right.
And so you're 36 minutes. How much time of that is the kid going to end up basically playing? 24 minutes probably
each kid? I would say each kid probably sits about one period.
Is that right? Total.
One period a game. Yeah. And so you would play the other kid would – your kid will probably play 30 or 24 minutes.
So that's a pretty good workout for the kids, isn't it?
Right, yeah. And soccer, if you don't know much about soccer, there's really no downtime. There's not much of a stop and huddle up and call a play. You're really just going back and forth the whole time.
To be a little bit more illustrative of that, your standard soccer game is not in upward, but your standard soccer game, 90 minutes, right?
Yep.
And the guys Premier League guy, a good professional soccer player is going to end up running, but they put pedometers on these guys, and they'll run like 9, 10, 11 miles a match, won't they?
Oh yeah, it is insane how much they run. I grew up playing sports, basketball, football, tennis.
Maybe not that 6, 7, 8 miles.
And so, but I was never in the shape to run and play soccer for 90 minutes where you're just going back and forth the whole game and always bouncing around.
Yeah, it is certainly that's what makes upward soccer, I think, a very important thing to the community is you get kids off the duff playing video games.
Right. Yeah, and that's I feel I was right in the gap of that.
Really?
Moving in from where kids want to stay in and play video games or where kids want to go out and run in the mud all day.
Yeah?
And, you know, me and my brother and I were right in the gap. We would spend about every other day playing the Nintendo 64 or whatnot.
Sure.
But the other days we'd be out in the mud. And you're going to see a lot more kids nowadays on the video games and not getting out. And soccer...
It's important, isn't it?
Right. Soccer is a good sport to get kids out and get them involved.
Yeah.
You know, and at our league, at the upper league, like we were saying, everybody gets their break. Everybody gets to play the same amount. You just get to go out. You get to run around and kick a ball.
How many kids will you have involved? What's your typical? You've done this in Fairfield now. This is probably if you've been doing the internship for the last 3 years, you've been involved in this all 3 years, I'm presuming, right?
Right. Yes. So I've been involved with the evaluations, and I usually get to jet out of here and go to school, but now I'm here all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck with it this year, but I love the sports and I love sports and I love God. So it's an awesome combination.
Sure.
I would say we probably have about 100 kids, right around 100 kids would be anywhere from
that's pretty good.
90 to 110 probably is our number.
So you end up with at least two teams in every age group.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Last year we had two teams in the pre-K, but then I would say we had three or four in all the other groups.
And it's first and second, third and fourth, and fifth and sixth, three other groups?
Well, it kind of just depends on how the numbers fall, because kindergarten's in there too somewhere.
Okay.
And so not one time I know we've done kindergarten first, second and third, and then fourth, fifth, and sixth.
I see. You're probably ever going to have any kid that's 4 years younger than somebody else playing at the same time.
Right. No. So it's usually we try to do two grades together, if at all possible. If the numbers are just that high, then we'll have to split them up and just do a first grade league. When you get to the older kids, they start to less. They get more involved in football.
They get more involved in other things
and the school sports, and so they don't have time to play upward soccer, which is what upward soccer is about.
That makes sense. Tell me about the experience that that the parents see. I've been to the upward basketball, and if you haven't eaten by the time you get to an upward basketball game, you're going to be full when you leave because you got good concession stands. Do they do that at soccer too?
We have a concession stand. But
maybe not to the extent.
We don't do the full grill. We were only there for 2 hours usually. Last year we was there from 9 to 11.
And I'm surprised. Well, I guess with four fields, it just is amazing to me that you're done that early.
And so I love basketball, but upward basketball season is, as you were saying a second ago, we're there from 8 a.m.
It's a long day.
8 a.m. till about 4:30, and
That's a long day.
It's a long day. And so with Upward Soccer, we have a concession stand. We've got sodas. We've got snacks, candy bars, chips. And then we also have...
You're not going to get the grill out, though.
We usually don't get the grill out. I believe we usually do some hot dogs. I can't remember if we're pulling out the nachos and cheese then.
Okay.
And then what we also do is at the end of every Upward game, your child gets a snack.
Oh, that's cool.
They get one snack and one drink. And usually one of the parents take care of the snack a week.
I'm kind of interesting. It's kind of interesting to me in that since it's an hour long, you get hour long practices, right? And the practices are proscribed. The how the practices are set up, it is proscribed at the time. It's not going to take more than an hour, is it?
Right. Yeah. And Upward, you know, I have enough sports knowledge probably to make up my own sports league.
Sure.
But Upward just lays everything out so beautifully for you. So your practices, you can get online and you can find practice outlines, and it will tell you,
let's go 4 minutes doing this.
4 minutes doing this, 8 minutes doing this, 10 minutes doing your devotion, take a break, and it spells it all out, and it makes it super easy when it does that for you.
And the practices have the devotions as well as the game times, huh?
So for soccer and basketball, every practice there will be a devotion. And typically what they do is they kind of pick a word a week that you kind of talk about. Like one time we talked about respect, one time it was humility, and they give you some what to say, a scripture to go with it. And usually it's just...
Sounds like junior achievement. You remember junior achievement? Did you guys not have that in Casey?
I don't believe so.
It's pretty active here in Fairfield. Okay. They've got a really good junior achievement group. But the lessons for the instructors in junior achievement, it's basically set out for you, how you spend your 40 minutes or whatever.
Right. And so, yeah, it's all set out. And the devotions are usually pretty good.
Are you looking for volunteers as well as players?
Oh, yes. We take volunteers. If you would like to coach a team, come find us at the church. If you would like to help with concessions, come find us at the church. We don't do refs during Upward Soccer. We just have coaches.
You got refs in basketball.
We have refs in basketball, though, and we're always needing refs.
Referees, I guess, in case it sounds like we're saying rest.
Right.
Referees.
Right. So we have referees in Upward basketball, and we need about probably 30 of those each day.
What phone number would somebody need to get a hold of you at if they had questions about this?
You can call our church number. Do you have that in front of you?
It's 847-50. You don't. Wait a minute. How long have you been there?
About 4 years.
You don't know the number of your church?
I was about to pull it up on my phone, but then I remembered it's on that sheet.
It's on your phone, isn't it? You've never dialed the number.
No need to remember it. I don't know if I've ever been called up there.
You can, for more information, you can call and ask for you.
Yeah, just ask for Holton Sandiford.
Ask for Holton Sandiford at 618-847-5281. What's this cost?
Upward Soccer, it costs $50. Flat fee for each kid. That's your uniform. I believe you get a water bottle, a poster. If you want to buy shorts that match the uniform, that's an additional $15.
Are they pretty sharp?
I think the uniforms this year are going to be blue and green is what I've heard.
Nice.
And they are usually really actually pretty nice uniforms. Big Upward logo on the front, number on the back. And so they look really good.
You looking forward to are you looking forward to basketball coming up? You're looking forward to that too, right?
Yeah, so we've got basketball coming up. That's usually in the spring or the winter, just after the first of the year. We'll probably be hitting basketball. Be looking for your basketball Upward brochures to come in the mail or to come home with your students from school probably just before the end of the school year.
End of December. Before the Christmas break.
There we go. Before Christmas break, we'll be getting forms out for that. And we'll probably be having evaluations first or second weekend in January.
Your soccer forms probably went out, at the end of the school year?
Yes, we did get our soccer forms out at the end of the school year. If you don't have one, though, just stop by the church this morning or show up tonight or tomorrow, and we'll be sure to have a stack there for you.
Again, evaluations, you can sign up and it'll be evaluated the same night. It's tonight from 5 till 8, and it's tomorrow from, 5 to 8 again, but tomorrow, but it's actually 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Somebody needs to redo their press release. Who did that? You?
Who typed that? Who's that youth director at that church?
Probably the
recreational director, actually.
I suspect it's the recreational. The youth director would have got it right.
The recreational director
messed it up. Well, that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's not an inordinate amount of time, but it keeps the kids active, doesn't it?
Right, yeah. It, it's something that's great. And if you have nothing to do on a Saturday morning from 9 to 1,
come out and watch.
Come out and watch these kids play soccer. You just see the joy in their face,
yeah.
And you may be able to find somewhere to volunteer while you're out there.
Well, that's wonderful. This is at the Fairfield Cumberland Presbyterian Church. It's out there at 1700 West Delaware. And come out tonight from 5 till 8. Come out tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Bring your child and get them involved. Sounds like a lot of fun.
That'd be great.
Holton, thank you very much for coming on the show. I appreciate that. It's great to meet you, by the way.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been great to be here.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Talk to y'all on Monday.